Thank you, Ambassador Stark, for officially opening this year's annual conference on Amended Protocol 2 and for presiding over my confirmation as its president. And let me take this opportunity to express my sincere appreciation for the trust you have all placed in me to chair this 25th annual conference of the High Contracting Parties to Amended Protocol 2 of the Convention on Certain Conventional Weapons, the CCW. At the outset, let me reiterate my sincere thanks to Ambassador Stark for his commendable efforts as president of the 24th annual conference to shepherd this body. I also wish to thank all delegations for their active participation throughout this year, and I hope we can build on the fruitful discussions conducted during this year's meetings of experts held last week from 9 to 10 in November. I look forward to working with all delegations towards a good outcome of today's conference. As you are aware, we will need to end our meeting by 6 p.m. today. Additionally, as you know, the Palais buildings are operating only between 8 a.m. and 7 p.m. due to the energy-saving measures in place. So I therefore count on your full cooperation in conducting this meeting in an efficient and constructive manner, so that we can conclude within the official time and with the full benefits of interpretation and conference services. Please note that statements and presentation will be posted on the dedicated meeting webpage only if they have been submitted to the Implementation Support Unit, or ISU. So if your delegation wishes to have its intervention online, kindly submit it to the CCW ISU. I would also like to remind delegations to send their statements to speeches@un.org as soon as possible and prior to their delivery to facilitate the important work of the interpretation services. As announced prior to this week's meetings, kindly note that the following time limitations will be put in place for the general exchange of views and interventions or the other agenda items. 3 minutes for individual delegations and 5 minutes for groups of states. Let me add that I intend to stick to these limitations quite rigidly, as also I understand was the case yesterday. So I count on your cooperation in this regard. I would further like to inform you that I intend to limit the right of reply to a total of 3 per delegation at 2 minutes each. All rights of reply will be heard at the end of each session. This meeting is being broadcast live on UN Web TV as we speak, which allows those who will not take the floor to follow the proceedings remotely in all 6 official UN languages. I'll now move to agenda item 2, confirmation of the nomination of the president and other officers. So, distinguished delegates, as we are on agenda item 2, we should now confirm the nomination of other officers to this conference. The presidency has confirmed with the coordinators of the regional groups that there is agreement to elect the following persons as vice presidents: His Excellency Mr. Jiang Qian of China, Mr. Nikolai Yakov of Bulgaria, and His Excellency Mr. Salman Mehdi of Pakistan. May I take it that the conference decides to elect His Excellency Mr. Jiang Qian, Mr. Nikolai Yakov, and His Excellency Mr. Salman Mehdi as Vice Presidents of the 25th Annual Conference? It is so decided. Let me congratulate the 3 vice presidents of the 25th annual conference and express my confidence that they will provide valuable support to the work of our conference. I look forward to working with you. Next, we move to agenda item 3, adoption of the agenda. The provisional agenda has been issued as an official document, CCW/AP.2/CONF.25/1, and it has been made available on the dedicated CCW website for this 25th conference. The provisional agenda was recommended by the 24th annual conference, as can be seen in its final document, CCW/AP.2/conference.24/5, paragraph 36 and annex 2. May I take it that this provisional agenda can be adopted as the agenda of the 25th annual conference? It is so decided. Having taken a decision on the agenda, I wish to address now agenda item 4, rules of procedures of the conference. As you are aware, the rules of procedures procedure for annual conferences of high contracting parties through amended protocol 2 were adopted by the first annual conference in December 1999. They were subsequently amended on the 11th December 2002 by the fourth annual conference and again in 2013 at the 15th annual conference. The rules of procedures are contained in document CCW/AP.2/CONF/CONF.15/7 and its corrigendum. You will recall that in 2015, as stipulated in paragraph 24 of the final document of the 15th annual conference, the conference decided that at future conferences, Rule 2 of the Rules of Procedures requiring the submission of formal credentials would be suspended, except for when an amendment to amended Protocol 2 or the adoption of a new instrument were being proposed. Therefore, at this conference, Rule 2 is suspended. May I invite the conference to confirm the rules of procedures as reflected in document CCW/AP.2/CONF.15/7 and its corrigendum. I give the floor to the distinguished delegate of the Russian Federation.